You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Māori health inequity directly costs the health system $39.9 million per year, according to a new Indigenous-led study. When researchers added indirect costs of $823.4 million from lost years of life and lost wages, which were mostly borne directly by Māori whānau, the overall cost skyrocketed to over $863.3 million. Māori significantly underutilized primary care, creating an annual saving to the health system of $49.4 million per year. The researchers of this study point out that these are conservative estimates and say that the cost of doing nothing about health inequity is predominantly borne by Indigenous communities and society. Less than 5% of the cost is borne by the health system. Now, I spoke to Rhys Jones, an associate professor in Te Kupinga Hauora Māori at the University of Auckland, on this matter.
Well, we've known about health inequities between Māori and non-Māori for a long time. And, you know, really they should be viewed as unacceptable in a society like ours. And one thing I would say about this particular study is that really we shouldn't need economic arguments to sort of make the case for eliminating health inequities. Really it should be, you know, something that we just do as a society based on, you know, social justice and human rights arguments, because essentially the existence of these inequities, you know, over long periods of time, is a breach of human rights and the right to health for Māori.
Now, the figure of $863 million per year, you've said it's a highly conservative and is likely to significantly underestimate the true cost to society of maintaining health inequities.
So. When the researchers did this study, they, you know, obviously they can only include certain costs and benefits in the economic analysis. And because of that, their sort of methods are likely to underestimate the true figure in terms of the cost of health inequities. And so... You know, although $863 million per year sounds like a big number, it's likely to be even more. And so really I think that highlights how, you know, having these inequities in our society is a cost and a burden on society, and that it's really a big waste of resources, if you want to look at it in those terms. You know, quite apart from the human costs and the, you know, major harm that it's doing to Māori and to, you know, many New Zealanders, there is a huge economic cost as well. And so it's, you know, really wasting a lot of our resources that could actually be invested in, you know, creating a healthier society and, you know, addressing many of the other problems that we have.
You've also quoted an anti-racism scholar, as well as an American epidemiologist, that's Kamara Jones. She says racism is a system of structuring opportunity and assigning value that unfairly disadvantages some individuals and communities, unfairly advantages other individuals and communities, and saps the strength of the whole society through the wasting of human resources. Does this study really touch on the urgency and that need to address these health inequities, especially now?
Yes, I think it does. And what it shows really is that you know, the health inequities is not just a problem for Māori. You know, obviously Māori bear the brunt of the burden of health inequities. But it's actually something that's bad in general for New Zealand, in that you know, having these inequities has flow-on costs and as I was talking about before, you know, wasting of resources that could actually be invested in much better way or in different ways, and so allowing these inequities to continue is really a, you know, major waste of human potential, obviously, you know, disproportionately affecting Māori. And one other thing which is really important to note is that there's a lot of evidence now showing that, you know, more equitable societies do better in a range of different on a range of different social measures. And so, you know, the more unequal in terms of economics or health outcomes or whatever, the worse countries tend to do. And so I think this is just another, the study here is just another piece of the puzzle to say that, yeah, this is something that not only do we have a good case to say, you know, we have to address inequities from a social justice perspective, from human rights, but also even if we just focus on the economic costs and benefits, you know, it really makes sense to invest seriously in eliminating health inequities.
A few months ago, we saw a new statutory entity introduced, that being Te Akawhai Ora, or the Māori Health Authority. Is this a step in the right direction in order to address these health inequities?
Yes, I think Te Akawhai Ora is a step in the right direction. It does allow sort of Māori greater autonomy, greater decision-making power in terms of Māori health services. Although it is, as you say, just a step in the right direction, it's not the final answer. And I think what we need to do in order to really properly address inequities is we have to really decide as a society that they're intolerable and we're just not going to stand for continuing to have these health inequities. And once we do that, you know, that will then require accountability on the part of all our health services. So not just those that are funded by Te Akawhai Ora or, you know, specifically Kaupapa Māori services, but actually the whole health system to provide equitable care, but also in a range of other sectors, you know, so whether that be housing, education, justice, you know, social welfare, all those areas that are really important for health, we'll need to ensure that they're also delivering equitably for Māori. And so I think we need that real shift in mindset to say that health inequities are immoral, we're not going to tolerate them anymore, and we're going to do whatever it takes to address them and hold everyone accountable for meeting that goal.
Recognising the issue is paramount, and the action that follows obviously is as well. What would you say that action should be? I'm reading here about the responsibilities that Te Whatu Ora, the Māori Health Authority, has in order to ensure the health system works for Māori. That includes, you know, leading the change in the way the entire health system understands and responds to Māori health needs, developing strategy and policy which will drive better health outcomes for Māori, commissioning kaupapa Māori services and other services targeting Māori communities. There's so much that can be worked on and improved. Where would you say is a good place to start?
I think, you know, there are many different areas where inequities exist, obviously, and it's such a widespread problem that, you know, it's really difficult to say this is the most important priority or this is the best place to start. What I would say is that, you know, as I was saying, the Māori Health Authority is a step in the right direction, but I think we can actually move to have greater autonomy and decision-making powers invested in Māori and in entities like the Māori Health Authority. We did see during the COVID pandemic, and particularly with the vaccine rollout, that while for a long time when the Ministry of Health was in control, they were really failing to get out to Māori communities and get that vaccine coverage to a reasonable level. But as soon as they started to provide, you know, resources to the Māori providers and Māori communities and let them determine how they would deliver the vaccines and things and how they would help to protect their communities, then we saw the coverage start ramping up and start, you know, getting to reasonable levels of vaccine coverage. So I think there's a real clear message that we need greater decision-making power invested in Māori communities and providers and, you know, Māori entities like the Māori Health Authority. And the other thing I would say is that action within the health system is only a really small part of the puzzle, a real small piece of the puzzle. And we can only do so much within the health system, and much of our health inequities are really determined by factors outside of the health system. And so that's, you know, income, education, employment, housing, all those areas which are really the fundamental determinants of whether we have the opportunity to be healthy or not. And I think, you know, we need to shift from a focus on just healthcare services to actually our health system having much greater influence right across the board.
That was Rhys Jones, an associate professor in Te Kupuna Hauora Māori at the University of Auckland, speaking about health inequities between Māori and non-Māori adults costing 863.3 million New Zealand dollars per year.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.